and welcome to Know That, a Real Housewives podcast. I'm Johnny Hatfield-Smith.
And I'm Quinchel Lamar.
And we are here with Anne and Gina from the Dames Who Dish podcast for episode 3 of our Bachelor Breakdown bonus episode. How are you?
Good.
Woohoo! We're so excited.
I'm excited.
Welcome.
Welcome to the world of Bachelor.
I know. It's a pleasure to be here. This is our first season.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're missing.
I don't know. Quinn doesn't sound very thrilled.
I didn't know what I was getting into.
We never do.
This is some stuff.
It is some stuff. It is a lot.
Sure.
Today, especially.
Yeah. So let us, even though Quinn and I aren't really well-versed in other seasons, let's jump in to current events before we do anything else. Claire and Dale were announced that they officially broke up. I know some people thought it for a while now, but it's news now.
It's big news. It's truth, I guess. I mean, we were saying kind of for the last couple of weeks, it's like, yeah, writing's on the wall. They're weirdly acting funny on Instagram. He's doing prayer verses. She's like in her spa moments, no mention of each other. It's like, yeah. It's written on the wall there. They're done.
It was when he hit her head on the ceiling. That's what did it. That was the last straw.
I was on Twitter right before I signed on for this, and Danny Pellegrino said in November that he had booked them for an episode, and then a few days later they said they couldn't do it, and they'd reschedule and never did. So he thinks they broke up in November.
November.
Yeah.
So let's think about this. Do you think those videos from over the quote holidays were from before?
Maybe.
Because they were, you know what? Oh my gosh. Now that you say that, they were in La Jolla again. And I'm like, why would they go to La Jolla again?
Oh.
Because they were in La Jolla way back in like October, right after they were filming.
Yeah.
They went to La Jolla.
Old footage.
Ooh.
Wow. They went through the archives.
Damn. Yeah. Mm.
And why? Why?
Right.
Yeah, why the deception?
Because she's a hot mess. And Bachelor Nation was like, oh my God, we can't have Claire be a hot mess again. I mean, you guys are new to this. Claire has been a hot mess from day one.
Wow.
Now, kind of a fun hot mess when you're watching her and stuff. But when she's the lead, we were like, oh God. And she's our hometown girl. She's from our local town here. So, you know, it's like, oh God, Claire.
Yeah, and we haven't seen her. We've been looking. We have not seen her. I'm wondering if they even came to Sacramento.
I think that, yeah, they did. Because somebody saw him at a coffee shop downtown.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Mm. Oh.
Mm-hmm. No one's shocked by this news. No one at all.
Mm-mm. Nope, nobody's shocked.
Yeah.
Well, that's
I guess so. Let me backpedal a little bit. I just needed to talk about that, so I jumped right into it. But how are you? Tell our listeners about your podcast before we jump into this episode.
Yeah, so we've been at it almost 2 years, and it started just kind of as a hobby. It still is a hobby. Anne called me out of the blue when I was on vacation and said, hey, I have this idea. And I'm like, what? And so she tells me that, you know, we're going to start this podcast. And I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. You're freaking crazy. And we did. And it's been so much fun. We've met so many nice people like you guys. It's been a blast.
Mm-hmm. And we do everything. I mean, kind of like you guys, we started out Bravo, but we always did like the TLC shows, the 90 Day Fiancés, Bachelor. We always did Bachelor. We do Married at First Sight. We pop around because we truly like these shows. I mean, we watch for the enjoyment of them. When we start not liking something, we cut it off. In fact, we had one called Love After Lockup, which was just freaking amazing. Like if you want to get down and dirty, but it just like jumped the shark too many times and it was too fake and we're like, over it. So we pop around whatever we're interested in. We talk about, so that's what's fun for us.
Including like some Netflix shows and you know, whatever's kind of popular and trending, we're on it.
I like that. And that's why we release these bonus episodes, because we love Bravo, but we were feeling restricted in just talking about Housewives. So
why restrict yourselves? No,
it's
reason
true.
To.
I have a lot of opinions about everything.
That's right.
That's what I say. I just have an opinion about everything. Not even a lot. An opinion about absolutely everything.
I feel like we're saying the same thing. And that's good for me.
Yeah.
For sure.
So wait, I want to ask you, I know this is your podcast, but I'm curious. Now you guys are actors, What do you do when you're not podcasting?
I'll go first. Okay. I'm an actor and I'm a stand-up comedian, and that is something that came to a complete standstill here in New York. And so that's actually how we started doing this, because I was like, I did like one comedy tour that was social distancing, like right the middle. I don't even know. Yeah. We don't know how long this is going to last. I don't even know.
I know.
But like in September. And I was like, I loved it. I did like two shows that I traveled for and a comedy festival. And I was like, this is great. I love it. I love it. I miss it. And then I came back here and I was like, there's nothing to do. Like Zoom performing is so weird.
Yeah.
So yeah. So that's what I was doing. I had an improv show, a monthly improv show here in the city, just stuff like that. But that's what I was doing pre-pandemic. Now I'm basically just eating and drinking like everybody else.
Like the rest of us.
Yeah, you're in good company. Yeah. And then pre-pandemic, I was working my 9 to 5, and then I had a nighttime job as well. So I was dedicating like 12 hours a day to things that I didn't enjoy doing. And now, because I am unemployed from both, I've been sitting around since March just being able to figure out what it is I want to be doing and channeling that energy into that. So I decided I want to be the male Rosie O'Donnell and have my own talk.
All right. All right.
So that, I'm making
that
the
sound far reaching.
Thank you.
Why not?
All I need is the
better than body. Alan.
Yeah.
Yes. Ooh.
God, can you imagine about what 2 years ago we wouldn't have said that?
You're right.
Or I don't know how long ago, actually.
Not us.
Actually,
a lot of people would have, but not us.
Really? See, people say that they're not surprised by all the stuff that came out about her.
The thing is, like, about comedians is that if you don't know anything else about them, they're the biggest gossips you ever want to meet. Like, they can't keep their mouth shut. They talk about everybody they work with, every show that they play. Like all the Louis C.K. stuff, all of that, I heard about that way before it broke.
So like most of these things,
I've heard stories and green rooms and yeah. So yeah, I heard rumblings about her and Jerry Seinfeld and stuff like that. But you know, I didn't think that we would like take her down.
You didn't think we would.
I thought she was too big. No, I didn't think like the average person would find out how bad she was, but yeah. Now we all know, and now
we all know. Crazy. Nuts.
Still a great stand-up. I'll give her that. She's still one of the best stand-ups. She's very funny. She's just apparently evil.
That's why comedians are kind of like they're hiding things. Yeah, there's like a little bit of a side
We're all crazy. As an actor and a comedian. It's a very, because actors are also screwed up, but comedians are screwed up in a different way.
Yeah.
So, like, I would go from, like, being on set with, like, or going to, like, acting class where, like, literally somebody bawled and cried every day because they're just so, oh, my God. And then go to do stand-up where people are just, like, literally monsters because they're, like, hiding their feelings.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's kind of the theory behind it. Not saying that you are, because you seem very put together and fun.
I'm a little bit of both.
You're very well balanced. Hey, we're all a little bit of that.
You're right. So how are you feeling about this season as a whole so far?
I wasn't sure I was going to like Matt to begin with because we didn't know anything about him.
Right.
And we're so used to seeing, I mean, we've been watching since the first episode.
Mm.
Many, many years, right?
Wow.
But we don't know who he is. We don't know anything about him. And I kind of like that.
Is this the first time? I'm sorry to interrupt. Is this that they've done that?
No, I mean, so
in the beginning,
in the beginning of the Bachelor history, it was always somebody we didn't know. I mean, there was probably 8 or 9 bachelors that were fresh. They were always kind of considered like, in our heads, they were like millionaires. You know, they had the lifestyle. They were good looking guys. And then they started The Bachelorette with girls from those series, but they still always brought on a new guy for a very long period of time. Mm. So it was really, that's kind of fun and interesting. As the years have gone on, then they realized, oh, people like to know the person going in or people were voting. You know, I mean, social media got real big and all that. I mean, it's changed so much. So for us being old school, it was fun to see somebody new come in, not like, you know, oh, let's get somebody that was kicked off you know, from before. It was just like, let's see somebody new for once.
Yeah, they kept recycling them too much, where we kept seeing the Hannah Browns and the, you know, the Claires. And it was like, we need some new blood.
Yeah. Now, this last episode, I did always like Matt James. I just feel like this last episode, I thought, ooh, Matt, you have a lot to learn.
Yeah.
He just pandered way too much, way too much. So what do you guys think? I mean, you're fresh. What do you think of this, of Matt James?
Matt James seems a little corny to me. I don't know if that's how they all are, but he does read a little corny.
Vanilla? Like vanilla corny?
Yeah.
Okay. The prayer thing bothered you.
I don't even know if it was that, but maybe.
It filled in some gaps for me. I was like, oh, there we go. The whole thing about him being like the first Black bachelor, and I get his feelings on that. But to me, like, I agree with him. Like, you know, there is a whole side of him because he seems like a cousin of mine that would come to the family reunion with a white mother. Like, it's like, let's help Matt get in touch with his Blackness. Like, it's not there. You know what I mean? Yes. It's like, you have to, like, you know, not make fun of him too much, you know. You know, you sit back and like, oh, he dancing again. Look, you're trying to dance. Like, it's that kind of thing. But, you know, but he's family, and, you know, he's we cool with Matt. But so, like, I totally agree when he's like, you know, it's, I am multiple people. Definitely. He's definitely multiracial.
He's definitely, definitely. You know, it's interesting. You guys are Bravo fans. You remember Camp Getaway. Did you ever watch Camp Getaway?
I did. Yeah.
No. I did
so
not.
Dr. Monica, who is from, I think she's from Boston. She's, she was on Camp Getaway, and she's going to be on our show next week. And she has a lot of opinions about Matt being portrayed as the first Black bachelor when he's biracial. Right. So I'm really looking forward to talking to her, because I just saw a little bit of her talking about it. So it's like, that's super interesting. I mean, it's, you know, timely. They did it for a reason. We know that, but they had a lot of other choices they could have made. Why Matt James? I don't know.
I wanted to be Mike Johnson so bad.
Oh my God. Everybody did. Even Mike Johnson wanted it to be Mike Johnson.
I feel like, first of all, okay, this is great. Now, next time we get to have a Black bachelor. Because I don't think it's right for us to tell them.
This was a dry run.
Yeah, it was for baby
steps. This
was
a dry run.
Bachelor baby steps.
Because, like, we're telling him. We're telling him he's the Black bachelor. He's not the Black bachelor. We're just telling him that. That's like, okay, we get a do-over.
Let's see how you guys respond to this. Then we'll really get it.
Then we'll really get it. Then we'll get you a real Black one.
Oh my God.
Like, do they usually do, like, they bring in their parents, like they brought in his mom? Do they usually do stuff like that?
Not till the end. They never bring in that. No. They never.
So we had to have proof that he was there. Yes. I thought that was a little weird. I was like, what is she doing here?
That was weird, you know? They haven't done that before.
They've never done that before.
Oh.
Yeah. Really? I don't know. And it's not like he's a child. I mean, he's 28 years old. Why is mommy coming along? You know, really?
Because he was raised by a single...
Yeah, but why is mom there? Yeah. The mom's not the batch. I mean, you know what? Who knows? The way they work, you know, this, and they play us a little bit, it's been going on forever, and we're all about it.
I mean, I get it. I just, when he was having the conversation with his mom, I was like, what a weird conversation to have with your mother. But I get it. You know, some people are close with their mother that way, but.
Well, no, like, they usually have that conversation, but it's not till the very end when the parents are meeting the possible.
Oh, so the parents meet
people.
Oh, I didn't know they went that far.
They bring him in. The hometowns, they bring him in at the end. They bring the parents in at the end. So the different thing about this was they brought her in at the beginning and have this conversation.
Huh.
Yeah.
Weird.
It was weird.
So before
my spider sense tingled a little bit.
Yeah. Definitely read off.
Yes.
Before we get to this episode, who are you rooting for this season?
Bree.
I like Bree a lot.
I like her a lot.
I think so far, Bree, to be honest with you, I don't feel like I know very many of them. I mean, I know just like when he goes on the date, I go, oh, okay, like that, you know, not to jump ahead because that's what I do, but that the one girl that he went on that first one-on-one date with, I'm like, oh, who's she?
Oh, the one with the donkey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
I didn't even know who she was.
It's like so many girls.
Well, that's how I felt about.
All upset.
Yeah. When the five, I think five of them went home the beginning of this episode from the end of the rose ceremony from last week. And the only one I knew was Marilyn. The other four I had never even seen before.
No, right? No. And that's actually unusual also. There's way more girls than normal. And then we even find out, you know, next week they're bringing on five more girls. Like, right. Why? What is the purpose?
I was like, I don't even know the girls that are there now.
Hey, we're with you and we watch it. You know, we've watched it for a long time, but we've also learned, isn't it weird when they focus in on one person in particular, you're like, oh, they're going to go far. Like I was saying, the very first episode, there was that ballerina, New York City ballerina. Yeah. And I was so into her. I was, you know, looking up all of her stuff and I was so excited. And then she freaking gets sent home the first night. I'm like, why did I invest so much time into her?
Right.
Like,
yeah. They did. Yeah.
Yeah.
She danced for nothing.
Yeah. But she danced
all the time. And like, I can see that being annoying. I'm like, is she going to dance?
Oh my God. Could you imagine? It's like singers. It's like the people that, yes, you know, have good work. And they're in the background. They're like, and they're just like they're singing to themselves. And you're like, shut the fuck up. You're not that
like,
good.
I get it. You're talented.
Yeah.
You can dance.
We see you.
Oh my God.
I personally like Rachel.
I like Rachel too.
Oh, Rachel. Of course.
He spent a lot of time with Rachel this episode.
Mm-hmm. Wait, think of who Rachel is.
This is really Rachel bad. Got the rose during the group date this week.
You don't remember?
I don't blame her. It's hard. It's like, to me, I was like, wow, people, it really brings us to like focus, like having a lot of children might not be a good idea.
Well, yeah, exactly. Because,
for me, well, you're not being clear to me. Wow, I don't even, that's crazy.
Rachel's not really a standout.
Is she the one that, she's the one that, oh, I know which one she is. Oh, there's issues about her. That's what made me remember her. There's Rachel? Some gossip about Rachel. Yeah.
Oh, she's the one online.
Well, she's the one online that there's this TikTok video about some friends of hers. I don't know if it's high school or college, but apparently when, I don't know, a friend of hers in high school or some, not a friend, obviously, was giving, she was giving this girl a hard time for dating an African-American guy. And so this girl's like, oh, isn't it interesting that you gave me all this shit and look at you now? So there's kind of all these little things about, little talks about her. So,
well, technically he's African-American. I don't know if that matters.
So she may have had a point. Is that what you're saying?
She had half of a point.
She had half of a point. I think
that's
she's
crazy.
Beautiful.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's something about sweet. That. Although she's beautiful. Like these girls are gorgeous, honestly.
Yeah. I think it's a
except
best
maybe
cast.
Except one in particular.
Well, should we talk about we don't want to say bad, not nice things about
people's looks.
I think I know who you're talking about.
There's one that melts as the evening goes.
And she looks like she had got a bug bite. She looks like she had a bug bite for like three episodes.
That's what I asked Quinn. I said, does she have a sty on her eye?
What was going on?
It's almost like
the portrait of Dorian Gray. And the more like evil things she does, the uglier she gets.
It's like a spell that's gradually wearing off.
Oh my God. It's true though. Yeah. I mean, nobody else is looking like that by the end of the evening.
No, but you know,
her hair is like separated.
The producers are doing her dirty because nobody's rushing over to
fix her up or anything.
Yeah.
So what do you think of Victoria? So since you guys are new to this, do you like having somebody like Victoria in there to kind of stir things up?
I do.
There's always one.
She's fun. I mean, like I've said before in our last record, I hope she's a plant. Like, she can't be real. Like, if she is real, then she's Queen QAnon because she's crazy. There's something going on there. If this is really who she thinks she is, then there's something going on up there that's a little scary. But I think
it's hard to even process. She brings a lot, which is fun. Yeah. Without her, what do we have? I mean, there's nobody.
Well, Sarah ended up causing all kinds of drama.
That's true. And Anna's waking up too. And
yeah, that's true. There's a few, but I mean, yeah, Victoria's bringing everything we need right now. It's very fun. We know she's, you know, that they tell Matt, keep her around.
Right.
I mean, we see her being around for a little bit longer. They did, by the way, they've always done that from day one. Of course, we didn't know too much back then,
so gullible.
But we were like, actually, there was one season. This is actually really crazy. I wish they would do this again. There was a plant and it was known. It was the bachelor's best friend who was a girl pretended to be, you know, one of the girls.
Oh,
and she would go back and tell the bachelor everything.
Oh, that's great.
It was, but they got in a lot of trouble. Like people got really upset. You know, I mean, I get it. Listen, you're, you know, pouring your heart out to you think are these girls. And then this girl's going back to the bachelor. But it was good TV. It was really
genius, though.
I know. They've only done it once. Never again.
Who was the bachelor that season? Because I need to go back.
I have no idea.
I can't remember.
I do not remember. There's too many.
I'll do my research because that sounds like I need to watch that season.
It was good. Mm-hmm. That was a good one. Yeah, look it up.
Wait,
the girl that went home this time, what was her name?
Marilyn? Sarah. Or which one? Marilyn. Sarah or Marilyn? Marilyn in the very beginning?
No. She did go home in the beginning.
Yeah.
The one whose father has ALS, right?
Sarah.
Right. So when my favorite part of the episode was when she left and then Victoria clapped.
Listen, Victoria had some really, oh my God, she had some really good one-liners. And I saw this meme going around that was like, in the beginning, it was like, send Victoria home. She's evil. And then this week it was like, go Victoria, say what you want.
Yes, queen.
Yes, exactly.
I was confused by Sarah though, because didn't she say when she was talking to Matt, she said that her dad or she was talking to somebody, maybe it wasn't Matt, but she was saying that her dad didn't have months or years. It was more like weeks.
Yeah. When she was talking to Katie, she said that. Yeah.
Katie, that's right. So why is she there? If her dad has weeks to live, I can't understand why she's even there.
Right. I have no idea.
Okay, so you know that a little bit of a background about her is that apparently she was dating this rapper.
G-Eazy.
I just saw that the other day. Yeah.
But that was like a year ago. So I don't know why this is being brought up now. But I think what they're trying to do is, you know, when we just see Sarah, we saw her story. We're like, oh, my God, Sarah, what a sweetheart, you know, and living with her dad.
Sad story.
Yeah. And I mean, that's an amazing story. In and of itself, but then all of a sudden you see this other side and she's out with this rapper in LA and they're going out. I don't know, just kind of like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know why that was such a big deal that came out last year, but then there was a story that she did have a boyfriend. So like during that, she went on to kind of get some fame and she kind of had a boyfriend. And me knowing that while watching this, I was like, this feels a little too much. First, she's sad because she's nervous and she had a great date with Matt and she's jealous. Then she's sad because of her dad, which I'll give her that.
Right.
But then she's insecure. And then she hides in her room.
I mean, too many stories.
And I'm like, I think she's feeling guilty because she has a boyfriend at home. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
I mean,
maybe.
I don't know. I don't know that for sure. I know that's all gossip. Listen, we follow and watch too many little Bachelor Nation things.
I understand. Like, I only learned from TikTok, so.
I know. I did like how the girls like didn't give her an inch. They were just like, "This is an apology. Like you come after the fact." Like I love that scene. Like they basically just took baseball bats and just like took turns. Like
yeah. So how did you feel about that? Like I know you're saying that, but do you feel like there was like this mob mentality coming in on her a little bit, or no? Like you know.
If you went into a bank and held up a bank with people's money in it, there would be a mob mentality there, but would they be wrong? Like, you pissed all of these people off. So now all these people happen to be mad at you at the same time.
Yep.
So for you to make it seem like, oh, they just ganged up on me. Oh, wait a minute now. After what you did.
Right.
So she put herself in that situation.
She did.
Mm-hmm. When she went and interrupted Katie's date, was it Katie?
Yeah.
It was Katie.
That was just bad. I mean, that was...
It was rude.
It was totally rude.
And I love how Katie, like, stood right on the corner. Was like, okay, I'll give you... She goes, I'll give you 2 minutes. How about five? No, how about one now? You don't negotiate with me.
when she said, like, when she apologized to Katie and, like, you know, I'm so sorry. And then, like, Katie didn't look at her or say anything. I was like, that white lady is mad.
I know.
She even acknowledged she is pissed.
That, you know what? I would hope that if somebody pissed me off that much and they came to apologize, I would hope that I could do nothing. But I am such like a, okay, no, I understand. I would like totally be like, it's okay. But I love how they just sat there and they did nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm quite impressed by that.
I think with numbers, it's easier to be that way. If she came to me one-on-one, I think I would be like that, the way you are, and say like, yeah, I get it. But with my girl, with 30 of my girls behind me, no. Yeah.
True.
Katie was by herself. Katie was by herself and said nothing.
That's like, true.
Yeah. That was really alone. Good. Yeah. Do you like I Katie? Like Katie, actually.
I like her. Me too.
Yeah. I like her after that, yeah, because she was like, she's not having it.
I don't think Katie's going to go very far, though. Do you? I don't see them together. I don't see them as a match.
I don't.
And just based on even her first interaction with the vibrator, I just feel like, and again, this is our first time watching, but I feel like that's not the kind of, and there's no problem with having a vibrator, but I feel like that's not who wins The Bachelor.
Yeah, I agree.
Although there have been people who have come on and done weird stuff and still like won, you know, or became the Bachelorette. So she could be, people are already talking about people becoming the next Bachelorette, but there's talk about her possibly becoming the next Bachelorette. I think she'd be good. I think she's very cute.
I think she's cute too. I like her personality. I think it's going to be Abigail for diversity reasons.
Yeah.
I like her as well.
Do you think Abigail? Well, we barely saw Abigail this episode.
Yeah.
No interaction. Barely, yeah. Did her and Matt have any interaction at all?
I think she only had one line, and it wasn't with Matt. It was in that group. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What about Kit? What are your thoughts about Cynthia Rowley's daughter? She's too young, right?
It's, you know, Kit the 21-year-old that looks like the Game of Thrones.
Queen's Gambit.
Queen's Gambit. Yeah. I was close.
I knew what you meant.
Oh, wait. I thought her name was Anna.
No, Anna's the other blonde.
Anna's the one that looks like Tinsley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She does.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
Maybe not as cute as Kit.
No. Yeah. When I said Kit was like starting to get a little bite to her, I meant Kit. I said Anna, but I meant Kit.
Kit. Okay. No, you're right. She was very vocal. Kit is starting to step it up a little bit. I think Kit is very cute, but she is Cynthia Rowley's daughter, and that's what I'm more intrigued by.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that either.
Now, you guys, I heard your guest last week say that Bachelor in Paradise is just kind of horrible. You know, it's not very good spinoff. Yeah. I completely disagree.
Bachelor in Paradise is
a very good trashy spinoff. Now, the last couple seasons, because of they had weird people on there, were not very good. I'll give her that. But before that, the original Bachelor in Paradise, so freaking good. Like, really.
Now we have informed. We have informed.
Yes.
Balanced.
I'll go check that out, number one.
Yeah.
And number two, I didn't like Kit in the beginning. I hate the Queen's Gambit girl. so because they're so similar, I could not
Wait,
get
now
into
I have
Kit.
To know why do you hate the Queen's Gambit girl?
He hates her so much. I haven't seen Donnie hate an actress for no damn reason.
Well, that's what I want to know. What is the reason? Because
not
I
since
have a
Kate
feeling.
Kate Mara.
Oh, really?
Not since
well,
Kate Mara. Kate have Mara we seen this level?
A hard one. Kate Mara.
This level of venom.
Kate Mara had. Did you watch her in the teacher?
I did not.
A teacher. Don't. If you hate her before a teacher, you're really gonna hate her now. No. Skip it. Yeah.
I didn't watch that Kevin Spacey show.
You didn't? House of Cards?
I didn't at first. And then when I heard that she gets pushed on a plane back, then I said, I need to catch up, I think.
So why do you hate the actress? Yeah, I want to hear it.
There's no answer.
Oh. Yeah, nothing that won't get me canceled. It's just her face.
I knew it. It's the set of her eyes that bothers
Yes.
me. I know. I could tell. There's no other reason to really dislike her. Sometimes the hair, but that's not her thing. I mean, that's not her problem. But I feel you. I mean, I really liked the show itself, but
I didn't give it
a try. So funny. You couldn't get past her.
I couldn't.
No, like he is so weird. Like there'll be like every once in a while, there's an actress that Donnie just cannot.
Oh my God. It's like my own Chinese New Year. I'm like, oh my God, it's the year of the Queen's Gambit.
Do you ever go in just thinking everybody has said how great it is that you're like, I'm just not going to like this because everybody else does?
Oh,
that has nothing to do with it.
Most of the things I like, I hate for no reason before I go into it. And then I become obsessed with it.
Okay. Yeah. I don't like when people tell me how good something is. I get really annoyed by that. Like,
yeah,
I'll get to it. And then when I watch, I'm like, God damn it, that was good.
For me, I didn't watch it. It was basically the timing of it. And I didn't really know what was going on. Like we had a lot of social justice stuff going on and black people. And I'm like, I'm not about to watch some white girl play chess.
Yeah.
I'm not in the mood. And that was the only reason why I didn't watch it.
And if it would have been Kristen Bell or something, I would have talked him into it. But because it was that girl, I was like, yeah, I agree. I agree.
Let me tell you.
I would say Kristen Bell, that's a very good reason not to watch it.
I'm going to give you the list. Kristen Bell, Reese Witherspoon. I'm missing somebody. Who else? They can do no wrong with him.
Oh, okay. Reese Witherspoon.
Kristen Bell, Reese Witherspoon.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He loves Reese Witherspoon to the point where, like,
you must have loved what was the one with him and her and Nicole Kidman out in Monterey?
Big Little Lies.
Oh, you probably love that.
I do love that, and I loved Little Fires Everywhere with
Carrie Washington. Yeah, that was good too. Oh, she played that role so well.
a little too well.
I know that was a little scary. Yeah. Oh, that's funny. And then, so were you, Kristen Bell? Were you a big? Was she Buffy? No.
Veronica Mars?
Veronica Mars. Yeah. Were you in Veronica Mars?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was totally into Veronica Mars too. She was good in that.
I'll have to bring you on. I'm starting a new podcast where I can talk about anything. It's called Truly Anything, because I do like so many random things. So please come on and we'll talk about Veronica Mars.
That sounds like me. I like very many, as you can tell. I go off.
You fit in fine with us.
But let's wrap it back to The Bachelor.
Should we talk about The Bachelor? The what?
I guess we should.
Yeah, that's why we're here.
We'll do a Queen's Gambit episode some other time.
Yeah.
But the first date of this episode was the group date, where they were introduced to it by Chris Harrison, an excerpt from his book, which I thought was like, part of a bit, but that really is a book he wrote. I had no idea.
Did you? Of course I did. That's what he's been touting.
It
like,
was a little spicy for Chris Harrison.
Yeah, but
do we really want to think of Chris Harrison writing erotica? Gross.
He gives like really strong uncle vibes. Like a non-sexual uncle. Like,
yeah.
You know what your uncle does when he's not with you. Writes erotica.
Like, you assume your uncle's having sex, but you have no idea when and how it happened. Like, that's how I feel about him.
Have you ever, this is really going to go off again, but I have to say, did you ever listen? There's a podcast called My Dad Wrote a Porno. And it's this English guy, and he gets together with his two friends, and his dad actually wrote a pornography book, and he reads it out loud, and it is freaking hilarious. He reads it, then he talks about it. Go and listen to it. And it's so, you know, anything with an English accent is a little bit funnier than, you know, normal anyway. It's really funny. And there's like seasons and seasons, because this guy, this dad, who's like really much older, wrote like a few pornography books. So this kid
would die.
Yeah, it's very funny.
Oh.
I think it's a little more juicy than Chris Harrison's.
Why?
It was weird. Like I didn't know if it was her delivery or the material, but I was like, what is this? Is this
do you guys even know who Ashley I is? The girl that was
We don't.
Yeah, I have no idea who she is.
She's kind of a big deal in the Bachelor world.
She's been around for a while. She was on a season. Then she went to Paradise, and she was always crying. She was always upset. We actually kind of like her. But then she met her husband on Paradise also.
Cool. So after they read Chris's little book, then all the ladies on the date found out that they had to write stories about what they want to do with Matt, or little erotic stories about if they had a night with Matt, whatever. And then he read, did he read the excerpt from Chris's book? He read something.
I think he read. I think he wrote it, didn't he? Did he?
I thought he wrote that.
Oh, okay.
It seemed corny. I figured he wrote it.
Yeah. It was awkwardly. It was so awkward.
Yeah. It wasn't written well, and it reminded. Oh, go ahead, Quinn. I'm sorry.
I'm just. Nobody's gonna accuse Matt of being a sexual dynamo. I'm just saying. Like, he needs those abs. I'm glad he has that body because he needs that body.
Oh my, yeah, his body is to die for. But I don't know, something about the white turtleneck and that like jean overshirt. Did you like that?
No.
No, me neither.
It was the jacket. It was the jacket.
I just didn't feel, it was like,
it's a very 70s vibe.
Yeah, very 70s, but it didn't, it wasn't pulled off well. I don't know. I didn't
not like it.
That was the gay person in the wardrobe department.
I think, yeah, I think so. Like, I think so.
You just wanted to dress him up in this. You'd be so cute in this.
You'll look so hot.
No. Yeah, he looked a mess. The story was a mess. And then the way he read it was like when the jock gets picked to read in your English class and it takes like 10 minutes to read America, and you're just waiting for the next person to be called on. I hated it.
Oh, yeah, it was bad.
And didn't he stop and kind of look out into the audience? Like, it's like, oh God.
He like bit his lip and all that stuff. I'm like, what you doing? Sit your ass down.
If I was a girl on that date, I would have absolutely freaking died. There's no way I would feel comfortable writing something and reading it and then having the other girls come to attend.
Yeah.
No.
Loved it.
I think minute I saw them there, I would have like scratched whatever I wrote and then just freaking made it up as I went along.
It would have turned into Jane Austen.
Hey, don't knock Jane Austen. I loved you, or Bridgerton. I would totally go into. Indeed.
And we embrace in the moonlight.
Yeah, yeah. Bridgerton is sexy.
I mean, it should be. They didn't have much else to do back then. They should have got that right.
You're right. Did anyone's story stand out to you?
Well, Victoria's.
Victoria's was incredible.
Yeah, they bleeped out every other word, but we got the gist.
Victoria is my pick. That was,
yeah.
There was the other one. Was Rachel the other one that kind of was steamy, but okay, like not as bad? Is that why he picked her?
Because yeah, I think Victoria was too much for him, but Rachel was just enough.
Yeah.
Boy, Katie was kind of risque too, right?
Oh, like, yeah.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
But we expected it from Dildo Girl, didn't we? Yeah.
Right. I think so.
I love that Victoria used her as not just to be dirty, but to also like crap on all the other girls to their face.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And make them applaud and love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he was reading, they were all like, oh my God. I thought, God, they are easily impressed. I mean, it was just, I keep going back to him. It's like, oh, I guess, you know, he is the only guy there.
I had to think about that because when they showed up for this date, Kit came running down that hill and like jumped on him.
Jumped him. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, God. And then I thought, well, this is the only man you've seen for 3 months. Three weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's a good looking guy. I do appreciate he is quick to laugh. And I like that about him. You know, he's not totally, you know, like embarrassed. It would have been weird if he sat there and was so embarrassed by what they were saying.
Right.
That would have been really weird. They didn't show him that much though. Did he? Did they? They showed it, the girls reading more than they showed his reaction.
Yeah. Good thing he can't turn red.
He can turn pink though, can't he? He can turn a little pink.
Maybe a little purple. Yeah, maybe.
I was thinking of when one of the girls said, it was like, oh, I feel dirty watching this. Like, they're so prudy.
Yeah.
You know, some of these girls, like, what? Ew. It's like they're afraid their parents are going to watch or something. I mean, they're all adults. Well, actually, maybe not. They're like 24. Yeah. A lot of them are like 24, 25. Young. Yeah.
Is this?
Yeah, but that's when you do this most group nasty younger stuff. I'm sorry. I would think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Is this group younger than normal?
No,
it used to, it used to be that everybody was 23, 24 and we were okay with it. It's just recently that we're realizing, oh, wait, that's really young.
Yeah.
Although that lends to the drama of it, too. So it's it's hard to, you know, when you're thinking about, are these people really going to be ready for marriage? It's like, no, of course not. No. And nor do we expect them to be. Do we want an engagement at the end? Yes, because it's fun.
But it never happens.
It never lasts.
Right.
But
somebody there is like older, like somebody's like 29, right?
Yes, somebody is. Is it
Maggie?
It might be Maggie. Maggie's, I think she's 28.
I think Maggie's 28. She may be,
and he's 28.
She may be.
Yeah.
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 And Bree's a little bit older, the oldest one. Yeah,
I think so. Bree, yeah.
Bree's from San Francisco, so she's kind of close to us too.
Running
to her. 24 is way too young to get married.
Yeah. I agree. I have real feelings about this.
Yeah.
Gina has a real strong feeling about the young. Hey, I do too. I just don't care as much as she does.
I mean, like, when you have to think about it, like, that's a really young age for a woman to you know, go into being married and like maybe starting a family. Like,
oh yeah,
now it is young. Yeah. Sure.
It's very, our kids are older than that and mine are still single and I can't even imagine them, you know, I mean, it's like, no. Wait.
And then especially for reality TV too, you're picked because you have these stories. So for you to have like a title of whatever your career is, you're basically not giving it up for marriage, but kind of, it is going to change your life. Yeah.
Okay. Well, explain Victoria because her title is queen.
Well, this is, I don't have a real reason for that, but I learned on TikTok, so it must be true, went to like a confidence coach before filming this so that she could really so she was camera ready, and the coach was the one who did the TikTok. They said I told her that she should go in and be a queen, and I guess she took that literally.
Oh, that was bad advice.
Oh my god, that's actually amazing.
She ran with it.
The titles are so funny. I mean, that's one of the funniest parts about it. The first one-on-one date though, what is her job?
I don't even know her name. Oh, that's what's her name?
Something P.
Sylvia? No, what is that?
No.
Serena. Serena.
Yeah, oh, Serena. Yes. Yeah.
Oh wait, Serena
V.
Not V.
V. I thought it was P.
It is P.
I don't know. So there's two. How weird is it? There's two Serenas also.
Oh, she's like, a flight attendant.
She's Serena's a flight attendant. Okay. Oh, huh. Okay.
There's a couple flight attendants. There's
there are.
From San Francisco.
Yeah,
too.
There's that girl too. I don't know. I honestly thought when Sarah came in to break up that group date, I was like, I think he's giving that rose to Sarah. Like, she wasn't even part of the date, and he was going to give the group date rose to Sarah.
Seemed like it.
This whole episode was all about Sarah and her, you know, being overwhelmed. It's just so overwhelmed. Okay, go home. Nobody cares. Go home already. My God, you're taking up too much time.
I agree.
Yeah, and I agree with her. When she came in, though, I'm jumping all around. But when Sarah comes down to apologize to the ladies, and she's like, I really want to, you know, apologize to all of you or whatever. And Victoria's like, who are you talking to? Like, or when she said, I explained my whole, you know, some of you have got to know me well. She's like, who are you talking to? Me? Nobody knows you. Like, oh my God. And none of the girls said anything. Like they were at that point, they're backing up Victoria. They're like, go girl, go say what you want to do.
They were seething. They were,
oh God,
they were really, a couple of them I know were showing some real restraint as to what they would want. And Donnie was like, he was like, wow, they really did come after her. Would you say they like emotionally like kicked her ass? I was like, well, in some instances, these women would have physically kicked her ass if this was on the show. So she got off easy.
No,
Sarah
said they emotionally beat her up or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she's really sensitive, Ben. I just didn't think. I mean, were they nice to her? No, but she started this whole thing.
Yeah.
She did start it. And she was winning. So what did she? She should have just left it alone.
Exactly. And that's what they were all saying. And this was the first date of three for the week. So you would have had a chance to see him again.
Yes. Oh yeah, when Victoria was like, you had all week. It's Monday.
I do. Yeah. Yeah. That was actually really good. Like, you went on the one-on-one yesterday. You're going to go on another group date. What's the problem here? It's when they go, my husband watches it with me, which is really funny. He goes, it's the ones who go on the one-on-one, all of a sudden they're so connected, they start going off the rails. Because the rest of them don't really know what the one-on-one experience is at that point. So the fact that when you have a one-on-one, you think, oh my God, it's us. And then you see him just flirting away with somebody else. You're like, wait a minute. What the hell does that mean? I get it. Like, it's not normal, but this is what the show is. Right. And also, Sarah has watched the show for a very long time. She said she was a fan at like 12. So she knows what goes
on. She's got it. Yeah, she's got it figured out.
And then she said that, like, the other girls don't really know what's going on between us. So I was like, is something not being aired? Because I've seen what's happened between you, and I still don't understand why you're acting this way.
Yeah, exactly. I don't get it. I don't know.
She needed to go home. Do you think she's going to come back?
No. My husband said 100% she's coming back. I'm like, no, there's no way.
I don't know.
I think she might come back. I hope she does, because they hate her.
I think she might, too.
Oh,
God, I hope
He's really into her.
I know. Yeah. I was rooting for her until this episode.
Until this episode.
Yeah.
From the beginning, she's the one I thought he would pick.
Really? Maybe he still does. By the way, the comeback thing is a new thing. This did not happen, five seasons ago. All of a sudden, everybody's coming back. You're like, wait, where are they back? What? What's going on? They didn't used to allow that. Now they allow this comeback.
It shouldn't be allowed, because if she leaves now and then comes back in 5 weeks, that's just 5 weeks that you could have been kicked out.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, it's actually a smart move.
No, I didn't think
it is. Yeah, I would do that myself. And then if I got kicked out, I'd come back again.
Yeah. So these five girls that come back, one of them's recycled from another season, isn't she?
Yeah, she. One of them, Colton, there was a bachelor, Colton, who was the last bachelor, I believe. No, it was before Pilot Pete. So Colton was a bachelor. He had this girl, Heather, on. So Heather is good friends with Hannah B, who's the other TikTok, who's good friends with Matt James. So, you know, there's that connection. Like, they probably met before. But this girl's title, get this, her name's Heather. When she came on, it was Never Been Kissed.
That's her job title?
Yes. Her title was Never. And she literally had never been kissed. She's gorgeous. She's a cute girl. I mean, she was young. She was probably 22, 23. Still never been kissed.
Yeah. That's kind of sad.
It's weird.
No, there are red flags there.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
You have to learn how to kiss.
Well, I mean, never been kissed. And why put that out there? It's just weird. Weird. I know. And she's not that this is a bad thing. And I always have to preface it by saying this. She's like a Christian religious girl.
Oh, there we go.
I just put it out there so you knew her history.
Right, so do you guys think are going to be like the top three? Do you have your picks yet or no?
I think that out of the ones that are there, I think it'll be Rachel. If Sarah comes back, Sarah. And the one that he went on a date with in this last episode, I could see her being
one of the
final ones. He seems to really like her. I could see that. And if not her, I think if he gets a chance to be around Piper again, it might be her.
Ooh. I like Piper's. Piper's interesting. Like Piper. We haven't seen enough of Piper, I don't think. I feel like
they had like sparks.
They did. Yeah. And I feel like Matt is a guy that when he goes on a one-on-one with you, if you're extra flirty and attracted to him, he's going to like you. Like, I feel like he's an easy sell. You know, you're cute already. Open up enough, a little bit. I don't know. I feel like he's just going to like whoever he's on the date with, unless it's like a Victoria or something.
Yeah
it's hard to tell.
I agree. I feel like because there are so many women, it's just whoever's making the biggest impression. It's not even that he likes their personalities.
Yeah. Right. I think he's just confused. I don't know what it is.
He's overwhelmed.
Yeah. There's too many. I mean, he has a good group of girls. I mean, from what we can see so far.
Yeah.
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 Definitely.
What did you think of Serena's date? The only thing I can remember is the donkey. I don't know if they talked about anything worthwhile.
I don't think they got real deep in conversation. No. I think it was mostly about the donkey.
It was about the donkey and that he loves turtles. That was weird. Turtles. Yeah, like he had a turtle as a pet, and she actually said to him, like, oh, were you a weirdo? were you a geeky kid?
I bet he was.
Oh yeah.
I bet he was. I bet he was too. But anytime I hear anybody say that they have like a turtle or a hamster or any kind of thing like that, oh, you had a white mother. A black mother would never let you do that.
We would never let you have a turtle. My turtle was a pet.
Yeah. You're right. You know what? Because I had a turtle. What?
See?
Did you?
Yeah.
You had a turtle growing up?
Like those little tiny ones.
Oh, yeah. Those little ones. Those were big. Yeah.
I did too, actually, now that you say that.
My mother was like, no. I remember we wanted a hamster. My mother was like, I worked too hard getting out of the projects for you to live with rodents. No. I'm like, oh, okay.
I agree with your mother. Hamsters are rodents, and no, thank you. No. And even a rabbit is just a big, hairy rodent.
I grew up in the burbs, and like all my friends had all those kinds of animals. Ugh. And my mother was, you can only get a dog. She hates cats too. So she was like, you can only get a dog.
Well,
that's it.
I am known to hate cats, and I know. Here's my explanation is I never had a cat. And they kind of creep me out. I don't like something slithering around and just being there. Like, I want to hear it. I don't want it to, you know, I don't know. They're just like, they're sneaky.
Yeah. Sometimes they're just there.
Yes.
And yeah. Sometimes I hate just cats gone. As well.
We have a cat.
You have a cat?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a cat.
I'm looking Donnie at her right now. And
oh, my God.
Donnie hates cats.
Is she giving you the evil eye?
Around people no, she's who sleeping have like she does 20 hours a day.
Oh, see, a sleeping cat I like. I'm here for a sleeping cat.
Yeah, but those 4 hours she's awake, she raises hell.
She's hell.
By the way, on that date, they also did that outside sauna or the spa and like the wooden spa,
which they do every time.
I swore that she had on her dress. Like, I swear, I thought she had on her dress. And I had to go back, and I'm like, she's wearing her dress in the hot tub.
Well, her swimsuit had sleeves.
Yeah, it looked like her dress. Then I realized, okay, her dress actually had sleeves. But they never showed her in her swimsuit. So I wondered if they cut it off or something. Oh. Yeah. They show him in as least amount of clothes as possible, which, by the way, they've always done with The Bachelor, which is amazing.
Yeah.
That's why we like it the most.
Objectify the hell out of them. Good.
Absolutely.
Now on The Bachelorette, do they do that? But like switched? Do you just see 25 naked men the whole time?
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
yes. Sure. It's actually pretty great.
Like, absolutely.
Did you not watch Claire's?
Oh, you didn't watch Claire's.
No, this is our very first Bachelor go around.
Okay. All I have to say is we had an interview with Kenny from that season. We just did it. And go on, Kenny. And he was known as the boy band manager.
A specimen.
He is a specimen. We were zooming him like this, and honestly, we were like a. we were giggling, and it was so embarrassing, but we loved every minute of it. We get away with a little bit from the age that we are. We can kind of get away with some stuff, you know. So it's like
lucky.
We're not too creepy.
That's hilarious.
That's the end of my notes. Do you have anything else to touch on? Sarah was just 80% of the episode.
Yeah, Sarah took up all of our time. Now I'm just like, is Sarah coming back? I think she's coming back. And what do you think? Do you think he picks
an
African American girl or a white girl?
I think white girl. And I think the final three is going to be two white girls and an African American girl.
Well, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean,
really? I honestly don't know. I don't know. I don't know him well enough. But his history, apparently, he has mostly dated white girls.
Mm.
So it's not surprising.
Yeah. That tracks. I thought, honestly, I was surprised that he wasn't more interested in Mari. Like, I thought that was like, that would be like a draw for him. She's like, what is she, like a dancer? What is she?
I'm not sure.
I would expect an African American male to be very interested in Mari.
Mari's the one that kind of reminds me of like a Kardashian kind of look about her.
Did we see her this episode at all?
She gets like really no play. She's gorgeous. She gets like really no play from him though.
I forgot about her. Night one, he really liked her. I forgot about that.
She's definitely a type.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
I don't.
I wonder, I'm trying to think. Oh no, I was thinking of the Tiger Woods special. I'm confusing shows.
I haven't seen that. I want to watch that though.
Oh, it's good. It's so good. But he has a type. That's all I was thinking about is
Tiger Woods definitely has a type.
He has a type.
There was this whole thing like, you know, he's black. He's not. He's like, I'm neither. And then like all this went down to black people like, you can keep him. So it's like.
Yeah, I remember. There was a Wanda Sykes said that. Was it Wanda Sykes? Yeah. She had a comedy thing. She's like, oh, until he gets arrested. Then they're like, oh, no, he's black. And then it was like, ooh, that was done way before he actually was arrested.
I didn't keep up with a lot of that, so I'll definitely be watching that to figure
it out. It's so well done, don't you think, Gina?
Yeah, oh my god, it's two hours each episode.
Oh wow,
I love it.
It's good. It explains a lot. It explains even more. Like we, I've always kept up. We're kind of like a golf family, so we've always kept up with Tiger Woods and his story. But this is like another side of the story, and I love. I'm watching. Yeah, I think it's good. I think it's good. Easily done. Anyway.
So much good TV during quarantine.
There really is.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that after being home all this time, I still don't have time to watch everything.
You fill it with other things. That's what happens. Mm-hmm. You know, all of a sudden you're filling this time that you have. Like you guys are doing this podcast. Right. Do you watch all your shows together?
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah.
Well, no, because some stuff we can't do. Like there's some stuff like we meet in the middle in some places, but like that, what's that Dance Academy show? I was never gonna watch that.
Well,
that was never gonna happen. He tried to get me to watch it, it was never going to happen.
Tiny Pretty Things. Oh, and Bridgerton, he made me watch alone as well.
Oh, no, I wasn't watching that.
You're not
watching. I like Shonda Rhimes. I like period pieces, but something about it. But I just didn't like.
You know what you're doing? You are doing the old everybody likes it, so I'm not gonna like it thing.
That's exactly what he's doing.
And then I'll come around like a year later and be like, y'all was right. It's great. And nobody cares anymore.
Nobody cares. But we do that all the time.
I watch some stuff. Like what do I watch without you? I watch American Gods and stuff like that. Like I like more gritty, usually like action-y, maybe supernatural stuff.
Yeah, but I have FOMO, so his stuff, I mean, the stuff I watch alone, he like tells me, you're watching that alone, and I watch it. His stuff he watches alone knowing I won't like it, and then I get mad and say, I was gonna watch it!
And he was not.
So like, then he says, do you want to watch it? And then I have to, because I just did that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so funny.
We do things where I mostly watch stuff by myself, but my husband wants to watch stuff together. So we're like doing Mandalorian together, but by the time we go to watch it, see, it's like, it's so good, but by the time he gets home and then I'm tired and I don't feel like watching it, it's like we get one in, you know? So I really like it. It's just finding the time to do it together. I can do so much more on my own.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
It is. I know.
Well, thank you guys. It's been so much fun. We love you. We love your podcast.
Yes. Love so we're going to put this on ours too. So
perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get them from both ends.
Yes.
I don't know what I meant by that. That sounds like Victoria's butt.
Woo.
Bleep, bleep.
No better way to end.
Right. Threw him on his back so I could bleep his bleep.
Yeah, before you go, just let everyone know where they can follow you.
Yeah, we are Dames Who Dish Podcast on Apple, Spotify, all of the podcast platforms. Our Instagram is at Dames Who Dish, and we're also on Twitter.
Sometimes. We're not very active on Twitter.
It's a lot, man.
It's a lot.
It is a lot.
We try our hardest. But our podcast is all of us. We once a week, sometimes twice if we have an interview, but every Saturday we put it out. So
perfect.
Okay. And we do all reality TV.
And then some.
And then some.
And then some. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to support the show, be sure to visit buymeacoffee.com/knowthatpod. If you want to join in on discussions about the episodes as they air in real time, or see what snarky things we have to say about the shows we love, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter @knowthatpod. You can also follow me at Real Donnywood on Twitter and Instagram, or you can follow Quinn at Quentin Lamar on Twitter. Continue to listen and subscribe for free to Know That, a Real Housewives podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your shows.